This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Imagine worshipping on a night that would be like worshipping for 1,000 months. Yes, 1,000 months. That's 83 years and 4 months, or more than the average lifespan. And we're not talking about sleep time, eating time, bathroom breaks, or even just idle time. We're talking about 1,000 months being classified as complete and total worship. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted us a night that is actually better than 1,000 months. Allah says in the Quran, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have sent it, the Quran, down in the night of Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what will make you realize what the night of Qadr really is? لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. The night of Qadr is much better than 1,000 months. Subhanallah. That means 1 hour during that night is better than just over 9 years of worship. And 1 minute is more than 56 days of worship. And 1 second, the amount of time it takes to say Subhanallah is equivalent to nearly an entire day of worship. Can you imagine? Just saying Subhanallah, and that's as if you said it continuously for an entire day. Then what about our salah and our sadaqah on that special night? Subhanallah. Take advantage of every single second. Laylatul Qadr has been described as a gift for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's community, a gift for our ummah, a gift for you and me. In the Muwatta of Imam Malik, there's an amazing narration that states that the Prophet ﷺ was shown the lifespan of the people from before him. And they lived really long lives, right? Think about Nuh ﷺ. He preached to his people for almost 1,000 years. So when the Prophet ﷺ saw how much longer the previous generations lived, he thought about his community, about you and me, having shorter lives. That how could we be able to do so much good? So Allah gifted him and gave him and gave our ummah, all of us, the night of decree, Laylatul Qadr, which is much better than 1,000 months. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever prays the night during Laylatul Qadr out of faith and hope of reward, seeking reward from Allah, all their previous sins will be forgiven. Isn't that what we need? Isn't that what we want? Isn't that the greatest gift we can ever be given? Alhamdulillah for this opportunity. The Prophet ﷺ further emphasized the virtue of worshiping during this night. And he said, Allah has made a night during Ramadan that is better than 1,000 months. So whoever is deprived of it is truly deprived. The exact date of Laylatul Qadr is unknown to us, but we do know it occurs on some of the nights during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So inshallah, let's strive. Let's truly push ourselves during these blessed 10 nights. We see that the opportunity for this night is quite literally the opportunity of a lifetime. We know of the countless virtues of this special night. So today, I wanted to share with you 10 easy good deeds we can all do, inshallah, to maximize our rewards during these nights. Number one, seek forgiveness. There's a special link between this night and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, if I know which night is Laylatul Qadr, what should I say during it? And he instructed her to say, Allahumma innaka afuwan kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. O Allah, you are pardoning and generous. You love to forgive, so forgive me. Number two, recite the Quran. The Prophet ﷺ taught us that whoever reads one letter from the book of Allah will receive a reward for that letter. And the reward will be multiplied by 10 minimum. And that's outside of Ramadan. Now, during this great month, it's magnified even more. And the Quran consists of 114 surahs and over 6,200 ayat, full of words, which are made up of these letters that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. So just think about the reward that we can earn, subhanAllah. So make sure to recite a portion of the Quran. In addition to that portion, make sure you recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, because the Prophet ﷺ said to his companions, "Is any one of you unable to recite one third of the Quran in one night?" And they said, "Ya Rasulullah, which one of us could recite one third of the Quran? That's a lot." And he said, "Qul huwallahu ahad" is equivalent to one third of the Quran. Also recite Surah Al-Kafirun. The Prophet ﷺ said, Surah Al-Kafirun is equal to one fourth of the Quran. In addition to those two, recite Surah Al-Mulk, because the Prophet ﷺ said there's a chapter in the Quran of 30 verses which will intercede for its companion until they're forgiven. And that is Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. In addition to that, make sure that you recite Ayat al-Kursi after each prayer. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever recites Ayat al-Kursi after each prescribed prayer, nothing will stand between them and their entry into paradise except for death, subhanAllah. And last but not least, recite the last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever recites the last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, Aman al-Rasul, in the night, it will be enough for them. Number three, make lots and lots of dua. We already discussed some dua tips previously, so just a few tips on making dua. Make dua for everything. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the goodness, especially ask Allah for paradise. Would you like Jannah to make dua for you and for Jahannam to make dua for you?